Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Giants and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the New York Giants, Harry Gumbert. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Archie Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pep Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klinger. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Klinger. And now, play ball. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Suhr scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner takes first base on ball four. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops it up and throws to first, with Gumbert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball four. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ott moves to second. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ott scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Luke Iazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Danning. The throw from Todd and he is out, Vaughn applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr takes first base on ball four. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Todd reaches second base with a double. Suhr moves to third. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jensen for the out. One out. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is walked intentionally. Bob Klinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klinger takes first base on ball four. Suhr scores. Todd moves to third. Young moves to second. It's Giants, 1, Pirates, 1. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Todd scores. Young scores. Klinger moves to third. It's 3-1, Pirates. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klinger scores. Handley moves to second. It's 4-1, Pirates. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Handley scores. Wehner moves to second. It's 5-1, Pirates. Bill Lorman now pitching. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Suhr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wehner scores. Wehner moves to third. It's 6-1, Pirates. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Handley. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Klinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Klinger bunts towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Ripple for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lorman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wehner moves to third. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vaughn. The throw from Danning and he is safe. Vaughn steals second. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Soar takes first base on ball 4. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lorman fields it and throws to home to get Wehner. Vaughn moves to third. Soar moves to second. Two outs. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 1 in the game. Lieber strikes out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young misplays the ball. That's an error on Young. McCarthy moves to second. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Danning hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiazza hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Klinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Klinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Handley. The throw from Danning and he is out, Chiazza applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Lorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lorman strikes out. 1 out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klinger fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wehner moves to second. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Suhr hits a pop-up towards third. Ott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Todd for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Suhr juggles the ball. That's an error on Suhr. Ripple moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 2 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ripple moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarthy hits a pop-up towards third. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Danning reaches second base with a double. Ripple scores. Lieber moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Pirates. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 2 in the game. Chiazza hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Klinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Klinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lorman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Wally Burger pinch hits for Bill Lorman. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 3 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wainer. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Berger moves to third. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wainer. Ripple reaches second base with a double. Berger scores. Bartel scores. It's 6-4, Pirates. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 3 in the game. Lieber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Jumbo Brown now pitching. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wainer hits a line drive into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wainer strikes out. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 3 in the game. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarthy for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Danning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 3 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Todd fields it and throws to first for the out. Danning moves to second. Two outs. Sam Leslie pinch hits for Jumbo Brown. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danning scores. It's 6-5, Pirates. Mickey Haslin pinch runs for Sam Leslie. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-4 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.